This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station right here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and to all those people helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and everybody out there working the roughnecks on the oil rigs across the country, around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the official Captain's America Third Watch website, Facebook page, rather, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and while you're there, click on the like button, and then jump into the chat room, and you can be there with a whole group of guys and gals that are over in there right now. And good morning to Terry up in Nashville. He just was the last one that jumped in the chat room, so he's in there now talking to the guys and gals that are there. All right, Denise Simon from Founders Code is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Richard Grenell, on his way out the door as the DNI, acting DNI, he dumped another bunch of documents, and I know you used the word because I saw you posted avalanche, but the story says an avalanche is coming soon, so somebody must have saw what you said.
Well, what he has done is he has declassified a pile of documents. Apparently there's one in particular that we have, obviously we haven't seen yet, but it is apparently how it will describe the intelligence that was manipulated that it launched the whole Russia investigation. So that is one that I think a lot of us are waiting for, if and when it comes out, along with some other phone calls.
Is that the one with Mark Warner?
No, he happened to write a letter to Mark Warner because Mark Warner was apparently complaining about this and complaining about that. So he actually wrote a letter to Mark Warner kind of saying that chill out. We don't cherry pick. You might cherry pick, but we don't cherry pick.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah, so where it is today on what Grenell has declassified, has he's left it with the new DNI, John Ratcliffe, and I think Ratcliffe will then take it over to the Department of Justice as it's kind of his procedure, and let them have a look at these documents, and then I think they'll collectively say, yes, go ahead and put them in the public domain. But they would, you know, as a courtesy, they would also pass them off to the department, I mean, not to the Committee of Department of Homeland Security and the Senate, Ron Johnson.
Okay. Well, we'll see where all this goes. Now, there is a backdoor story, which probably is going to become front page news soon as to what may or may not be done. But yesterday, an Iranian tanker, one of five that sailed across from Iran to Venezuela docked with their cargo of oil. It appears now that trade between...
Actually, I think there's 5 tankers in total.
That's right.
Actually, I actually thought it was 4. But anyway, I've been watching this very carefully for about the last week. One did arrive, I think, yesterday or day before yesterday.
Yep.
What's particularly interesting is that one report said one actually had gasoline, fuel in it, and not just oil.
Yeah.
Now remember, this is crazy, but Venezuela is an oil country.
It sure is.
So, and we don't know if Iran is donating it or Venezuela had to buy it. And if they bought it, where did they get the money from? If they got it from any place, they probably got it from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This one, there's more details that I'd like to know on this transaction.
Or maybe Iran is going to take over the oil industry there because they are.
They can't. They can't because China and Russia essentially have control.
Yeah, but what if somebody were to say, we want you to run it for us, Iran? Would they do that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Because there's all kinds of, you are right, there's all kinds of possibilities here as to what may or may not be done. But 4 more tankers in the pipeline coming across, and I'm waiting to see.
That's weird.
Yep, I'm waiting to see if we're going to stop any of them.
I don't think so.
Well, we let this one go, so that's fine. So we'll see where we go. Now, trade has also started up between the two countries, between Iran and Venezuela. Whatever they might want to trade back and forth, they've got an open agreement now. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I mean, that's been going on for quite some time. I mean, understand that, you know, Cuba is still really in charge of the Venezuelan government. I don't care what anybody says about it. That's really where it is. But there's a lot of players in all things Venezuela. So whatever one action is going to have a domino effect, I mean, there's going to be a consequence. There's a ripple effect to it all.
And they're all communists, aren't they?
Well,
you mean China and Russia and Cuba and Iran? I mean, well, Iran is Islamic. Yeah, pretty much. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, we're going to talk a little bit about how Governor Northam and the Michigan governor, a couple things that they did that were strange, to say the least. But, you know, don't do as I say, say as I do. Or something along that line.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, how about trying their fruits and veggies? Because if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a real deal for you. Because for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Again, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT, balanceofnature.com. All right, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
I'm going to switch gears over here for a second. I'm going to get my Joe Biden minute in here. Joe Biden, they're still doing the razzmatazz with the the gaffe and this, that, and the other. Here's some comments that are being mentioned, and some of the Dems are saying, move on. Listen to this.
You know, I'm a little revved up, okay, because this is a distraction. Vice President Biden spoke to his comments on the Breakfast Club. He apologized, he clarified, he said he shouldn't have been so cavalier, but we need to move on and talk about the issues and what's really at stake here.
The Vice President shouldn't have said it, he apologized for it, but I really think the gall and the nerve of President Trump.
I believe that Joe Biden was incorrect in saying the statement, you ain't black. But I also believe that his apology was sufficient.
That apology was given swiftly. He was saying, I'm sorry, I was being too cavalier, I apologize.
To his credit, Joe Biden recognized within minutes that he had gotten carried away.
I think he has apologized, and he should have apologized. It was like, you know, one of those jokes that just falls flat.
It's almost the end of the interview, and you need to understand the context.
I mean, Biden made an error. He apologized for it and could move on.
I mean, we can obsess on this, but this is, in the scheme of things, this is not gonna mount to diddly squat.
Now, that last one, of course, is James Carville.
Yeah, I can tell by the voice. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter is, Biden never apologized.
That's right.
He only just said, you know, he was being a wise guy and he's being too cavalier. But there was no apology in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also argue that he didn't recognize it. His staff recognized it because immediately there was some major criticisms.
Mm-hmm.
And so his staff is the one that wrote the statement out for him that he read. But there wasn't a formal apology. He was just admitting that it just...
No. Now, we had our... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. We had our Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, show up somewhere out in public, and some people wanted to take some selfies with him, so he went along with that. There was no social distancing. There were no face masks. And he took his picture, and after that, all of a sudden, he went back into his office a little while later and issued a mandate that masks now need to be worn in public all the time.
He was at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The beach. Okay, well, again, I got my own thoughts about that one. The beach is probably, after a minute and a half or two, you don't even need to worry about germs, especially if it's hot and the sun's out. Now, the other thing is, the Michigan governor's husband, she's laughing at us, saying, "Oh, it was just a joke. He was just kidding around, you know." Sure, he was. That's why he wanted his boat in the water. That was a joke, too, right?
Yeah, she called it a failed attempt at humor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there you go.
He was a name dropper to get his boat in queue to be put in the water.
Yeah, exactly. And he did it on purpose. We all know it. Just fess up and move along. Now, we've got a problem in the meatpacking country. We have 16,000 meatpackers who have tested positive so far in May. The supply is starting to fall. They're having a problem trying to keep the shifts together. Prices are starting to go up. Now what, Coach?
Well, we're kind of right back where we were earlier. So, I think what is beginning to happen here is that they are looking at other facilities that would augment or supplement the three largest meat packers. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, in order to have the supply into the supply chain and to not hold it up. So there are other options that they're looking at seriously. So we're not stuck by just, you know, three entities to do it.
Now, the Pentagon has hit Russia for sending fighter jets to Libya. We heard about this last week, and I thought there might be some reaction sooner than right now, but all of a sudden yesterday the Pentagon did make a statement about it.
Well, It's actually the U.S. African Command that notified NATO. These were MiG-29s that were in Syria and made their way to Libya. They were actually painted, camouflaged to obscure or hide their Russian origins. Now, what has happened here is Khalifa Haftar, who is the commander of the Libyan National Army, which is, by the way, backed by the UN, it appears that he has enlisted the help of the Wagner Group. Now, the Wagner Group, we know, is the contentious paramilitary operation of Russia, and that they would, these Russian pilots and these MiG-29s would be providing air support for the Wagner paramilitary fighters. So, this is Russia's move into in the Middle East, where they are going to, you're going to have Libya beholden to Russia. Mm-hmm. So not a good condition.
By the way, we've got a report coming from Al. He says in Grand Island, Nebraska, which is another place where they've got a big slaughterhouse, there's been a huge outbreak of the COVID-19 from JBS. That's the name of the company. It used to be Montfort, used to be there, but now it's a company called JBS. So that's another part of the meatpacking area where they got a big time.
If I'm not mistaken, JBS is partially owned by a Chinese, if I'm not mistaken.
We might get a response right back from Matt Brumell on that one, because if he knows, he's going to tell us, I guarantee you that one. Okay, now, the other thing is Hong Kong. God bless the protesters, but it's one thing to get soaked with water. It's another thing, after you get soaked with water, to get tear gassed. Because I'm telling you, that's the way they train some of our special forces with the gas and this, that, and the other, and all the stuff they use in the military. That sucks to get soaked like that and then have the other problems you have.
Well, this is not going to turn out well. The United States is under some pressure here to determine what we're going to do with China on several fronts. And now mm-hmm. Hong Kong, which is one of the major financial centers of Asia,
mm-hmm.
this has presented some interesting new problems. But yeah, we've got, apparently some lawmakers are going to, they're debating some things on the Hill about the sanctions or whatever else regarding China. But, they've arrested a bunch of these protesters because they're shouting pro-democracy stuff and so forth and so on. And what China is doing is criminalizing, these protesters. So it's not a good thing. We had the protesters that were going on a couple of months ago, and because of the virus, it kind of suspended some of that, but now they're right back at it. So this one is one to watch, ladies and gentlemen. This one's going to have some wide consequences.
By the way, Al just got back, Chris. He says he doesn't know the answer to the question, but he's going to ask some of his friends that work at the plant to see whether or not that is indeed the case. So thank you, Al, for doing that.
Well, I know that it's Brazilian, but I think, you mean you talk about JBS?
Yes.
It's a Brazilian company, but I believe it's funded by the Chinese. But I could be wrong.
All righty. One last little thing as we go to the break. The NFL is going to start the season. They are definitely going to have a season. Yippee-yi-yo, Cop Patty.
Yep.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low on the hilltop.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com, trot on over there, find out all the different things she writes about. Sign up for her daily writings, and you'll find out all about her, what she does, where she does it. Founderscode.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Four Minneapolis police officers have been fired less than 24 hours after being involved in the arrest of a black man who died after pleading he couldn't breathe with an officer's knee on his neck.
The four involved former employees
I've made that decision this afternoon.
Police Chief Madera Arredondo.
I was very steadfast and strong on what our department vision, values, and our culture change would be moving forward. And one of those pillars is sanctity of life.
Mayor Jacob Fry.
When you hear someone calling for help, you are supposed to help. This officer failed in the most basic human sense.
The death of George Floyd is being investigated at the state and federal levels. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment right here in the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. They are going to tell you all about what it is they do and how you can benefit from becoming an aviation maintenance tech right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, many of you out there that are mechanically inclined may have lost your job. You may have been furloughed, and some of you may have been told that your company's closed, you have no more job. Good luck. See ya. Hasta la vista. For those of you, I want to tell you about something that could literally save your financial life and your career. The National Aviation Academy is the premier aviation structural technical school in the country. Now, aviation maintenance techs are definitely needed. It's a high demand, sought profession. You can start out with a 40-hour work week and easily make $60,000 a year. Now, does it get better than that? You betcha. If you're in it for the money, you're pretty much your own boss. You can work as much as you want and do as much as you want and make as much as you want. Now, there's certain little things you can do to help, but we'll get into that at another time. So what I want you to do is go to the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Take a look at it. For you veterans out there post 9/11, you've got your GI Bill to cover you. For the ones pre 9/11, you're going to have a GI Bill that may or may not cover you, but they, fear not, they have student loans. So you apply for a student loan and you're in like Flynn. Now this is a 14-month course and there's no skipping or jipping on the hours. You have to get the hours in to get your certification as an aviation maintenance tech, and then you'll get your ticket to ride, and you are out and free to go, as they like to say. So the website, NAA.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. Phone number, 800-659-2080. I'm telling you, right now, if you're struggling, if you've lost a job, or if you're about to lose your job, or if you don't like what you were doing to begin with, that's the way to make the change. Now, the Army is planning a mass recruiting drive this summer. The General Helming Army Recruiting Command is preparing a massive virtual hiring event this summer after the Army's 245th birthday coming up on June the 14th. And like the other military branches, the ground service is fighting the anticipated dent to manpower after the coronavirus shuttered recruiting stations across the country this spring, and most of them are still shut down. So check it out and get ready for it. By the way, the 1st Cavalry Division will emphasize use of chemical and biological hazard MOP gear as the first unit to train for the possibility of joint warfare in the new area of pandemics, the famed division deputy commander said. Now, I told you before, in the fire service, as well as in the military, we trained for this stuff. We did. We had gas mask drills when we were in the military, and they'd actually throw gas out there, and they'd give you so many seconds to throw on the mask, and if you didn't, and you wound up getting overcome with tear gas or whatever else it was they threw down there, then so be it. But you learned, and you learned how to get your mask on, get it on fast, and make a seal so you didn't have to worry about it. But in the fire service, we did pandemic mass casualty drills all the time. Now, the Naval Academy held its first ever virtual graduation event, their commissioning ceremony, over the weekend. Welcome to new class of officers into the Navy and Marine Corps as the sea services steer through the coronavirus crisis. Now, also, a warship, the USS Portland, took down a target drone with a new solid-state laser this week, the first step in the Navy's quest to get the powerful weapon on more ships in the future. Now, we have a handful of ships that have the lasers on them. They're highly effective, so they want them on more now. Want them on more now. By the way, the young sailor, female sailor, who took down the Corpus Christi gunman, she's doing well. The FBI is crediting the sailors at the Texas Air Station with potentially saving many innocent lives when they thwarted what the agency has called a terrorism-related attack at their base last week. Kudos to her. Kudos to all the sailors. Shore Patrol is what we used to call them. I think they're still the same. By the way, the USS Sumwalt, sailors aboard the USS Sumwalt, fired the first rounds recently from the destroyer's high-velocity cannon. Another waypoint on the ship's siege into the naval service. As you got to make sure your guns work if you want to be out there in the water. And the Navy also touted the fact that 7 of its 11 aircraft carriers are now underway after the coronavirus and maintenance issues had beset the fleet in recent months. So they're underway and on their way. Also, when it comes to the Air Force has removed the initial height requirements for officers who wish to become aviators, which it feared was discouraging women from even applying to become pilots. Because there's a lot of short gals, and they can fly planes, too. And there's some tall gals that can fly planes, too. So there you go. Now, the U.S. Air Force has launched the bidding process for its next generation Skyborg program, aimed at pairing artificial intelligence with the human piloting of a fighter jet. Who knows? Your next co-pilot could be a Skyborg. We'll see how that works out. And when Marine Corporal Andrew Tate saw an overturned car at the side of the road in a national park in California, his Marine instincts and trauma aid training kicked in, and it allowed him to do what he needed to do to save the life of a badly injured driver. Well, that Marine Corporal Andrew Tate is receiving a medal for helping to save the injured motorists, and kudos to him for doing that. Kudos to him for doing that. By the way, the Space Force, the head of the U.S. Space Command, said there is value in going back to the drawing board to look at for a new base to host the Defense Department's newest combatant command. We'll see what they can do. Because they're looking for a permanent station. Now, that permanent station, again, Florida's in the mix because they would love to put it over at Port Canaveral at Cape Kennedy. They'd love to put it in right there. And more than 120 Republican and Democratic lawmakers have signed a letter urging the Trump administration to provide additional support to National Guard troops during the pandemic. They want to make sure that they are on duty long enough to get the full benefits that they need to get. That's part of what this is all about. And I think that only makes sense. Some of these units are a week or less from being able to get full benefits. They should be able to do that. And if something needs to be waived, then it needs to be waived. It's just that simple. That's just my thought. And finally, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, has finally ordered an internal review into possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, this also includes his time in the military, when he got into it with John Brennan and others because he didn't think that they were doing the job they were supposed to be doing. But that's what happens when you put the military and the civilians and you match them up together with the same MOS, as they like to call it. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's listening to us up there in the beautiful, beautiful metropolis area of Carrollton, Georgia, on the Double D Ranch. Now, don't forget that this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by FunWellBaby.com. That's Fun, F-U-N, Well, W-E-L-L, FunWellBaby.com. Go over there, check out the different stuff they got. Grandma, Grandpa, Mom and Dad, too. They got all types of different things for toddlers on up to 8 years old. You can find different stuff there. And if you use the code, the coupon code, Matt, M-A-T-T, 50, you get 50% off on your order. So that's coupon code Matt, M-A-T-T, 50, get 50% off your order. FunWellBaby.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is joining us. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, I'm doing better than this nonsense going on with Twitter. You know, I've never heard of a president being fact-checked by Twitter or anybody else. That's number one. Number two, when I find out that Twitter and the president having their feud over fact-checks, which is going to be added to his tweets, guess who's doing the fact-checks for Twitter?
Some mainstream media outlet or two or three.
CNN and the Washington Post. Can you believe it? The two biggest...
Yeah, I can believe it. I could totally believe. I mean, come on, what'd you expect? They were gonna. You know, I mean, this is who. You know, these are the people that still run the show, the mainstream media, and you know, certain Americans will choose to tune them out, and you know, others will not. It is what it is. There's really not much you can do when it comes to this at this point in time, except not paying attention. A lot of these media outlets are basically they're running on fumes as it is. So, I don't give them much credence. I really don't think that CNN wouldn't have much in numbers at all if it wasn't on in airports. And people aren't going to airports now, so guess what? They're probably not having that many people watching them in the first place.
Yeah, you're probably exactly correct on that one. So, absolutely. Now, the other thing is that you just flew on an airplane, right?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay, and did you notice a little uptick, perhaps, in what was going on?
JFK Airport was basically a ghost town. It was kind of eerie. It really was. And it was actually kind of interesting to see some people that they were all in with the protective. Some guys, people wearing masks and, like, plastic protective shields, like that they were going into some sort of nuclear reactor or something like that. And other people, not so much. How they ended up handling it on the airplane was if you with your family, yeah, you could sit three to a row and you could sit together. If not, they were leaving the middle seat open. I don't know if it's just an illusion to make people feel more comfortable. It really doesn't make much of a difference. It really doesn't. I would say that the airplane was at about 75% capacity, the flight that I took yesterday. The airport's pretty much dead, and we hear traffic starting to pick up a little bit, but it's just not there yet.
Uh-huh. So what was the end result when you got down here? Were there more people than what you thought, or no?
No, it was about the same. It was pretty dead. I mean, Tampa Airport, all the stores that I saw were, and food establishments, not enough traffic there to allow them to be open. They were all shut down. It was very, very quiet.
Okay. So, there you go. Now, I want to also talk about TGI Fridays. Now, I've been to TGI Fridays, and I've been very happy with everything that they have to offer. As a matter of fact, I think that they really do a very good deal, if you will, with their food. But all of a sudden, we're hearing that they're going to close 20% of their stores. Now, they didn't say where, they didn't say how, they didn't say the criteria, but that's going to really put a bunch of people in a world of hurt.
Well, it's a restaurant that's been around for a long time, and in malls and touristy places that have been, you don't really see TGI Fridays in the Upper East Side of Manhattan, but you'll find it in a, Times Square type of a place. It's been around for a while. A lot of these companies, any companies that were showing weakness, going into, this shutdown are going to really be feeling it, after it happens. And that's just, par for the course for any sort of economic showdown, slowdown, whether it be, a recession that is man-made like this one or, other ones in the past. And, when the water goes out, you can kind of see who's been swimming naked, and there's been a lot of companies that you see have been swimming naked. So some of these companies are trying to survive. You can just add TGI Fridays to the long list of other companies that are, really hanging on by a thread at this point in time. Anywhere from Hertz to Saks to Macy's, JCPenney's, a long, long list of companies that were weak that are really going to have a difficult time coming out on the other end.
Okay. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out online, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Fitness clubs have been closed, and they were really struggling. Okay, I could see that because they were trying to do everything they could. And when they came back, as far as however they're doing right now, it's a really good question. But I will tell you that I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are, in fact, going to there because I've been watching the cars that have been coming into the local fitness club right around the corner from me. And they are indeed busy again.
Hey, listen, it's not healthy for people. Here in America, we do have a bit of a problem when it comes to obesity, without a doubt, which is obviously, something that we deal with in regards to the coronavirus as well, as that being one of the issues that affects people. And shutting down the clubs is not good. I mean, people, they use that as an outlet. I'm glad to see that they're opening up, and that they're, you know, various different facilities are taking great care to try to make their customers feel as safe as possible. And, you know, you want to get America back to exercising and working out. Again, if you're healthy, and you got a strong immune system, you're going to be much, you know, better off in trying to fight any sort of virus like corona.
Okay. And I got you on that one. Now, we've had 16,000 meatpackers, and this is a story that's a little bit scary. 16,000 meatpackers from Nebraska to South Dakota to Iowa to Kansas that have tested positive in the month of May. And the supply is starting to fall. The prices are rising, meat prices, and I don't know what the answer is going to be, but we need to do something, even if it's what we did before, and that was to put the National Guard there and clean the plants up. I guess that's the problem. They didn't do a good enough job. There's something going on.
I think it might also be fraternizing after work, too. There's a myriad of different factors. Nobody knows exactly when you get the actual virus. I'm sure a lot of these communities, they're very probably close-knit, and you know, people going out happy hour after work, it probably doesn't help matters, and it can be a bit of an issue. So again, it would seem to me it wouldn't be, you know, we're able to put people into space. We're able to do all sorts of things and keep people safe. It seemed to me if you really wanted to keep people away from one another and, you know, do what needs to be done inside these meat processing plants and mm-hmm. these various different slaughterhouses. Mm-hmm. I think it wouldn't be a difficult thing to figure out. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Well, listen to this real quick clip here about the vote-by-mail executive order.
Well, election integrity isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's an American issue. Free and fair elections are integral to a solid democracy, and that's what President Trump and Republicans are fighting for is to make sure that our election is safe and secure.
Now, what this is all about was Governor Newsom with the executive order stating that they were going to send mail-in ballots to everybody.
Yeah, listen.
I don't trust California. I know they're ballot harvesting.
Hold on, listen. You can't just go sending out mass ballots everywhere. I mean, again, you're going to have these ballots coming in. How are you going to check them? What is the processing for it? Is there going to be some sort of watermark on the ballot to know that the ballot is actually a real ballot? Like we have in our money, you have the metal strip that goes through them. How are you going to check this? This is so easy to scam, and I don't trust the government handling this by any stretch of the imagination.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is a website to go to and check out what he's all about. And he knows his stuff. That's all I can tell you. All righty. I'll be right back. Coming up, Colonel Jim Warshak, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, U.S. Air Force, retired. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.